From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Hip-hop has been around for a while, gospel music even longer. A mashup of the two, fairly new, and not embraced at first by other rap fans or churches. We're reaching back into our archives today. Here's reporter Charles Lane from 2 years ago.
North Hartford is, by most definitions, a rough neighborhood.
Yeah, it's the worst area. No, my street, they get killed over there.
Where crack addicts peer out from abandoned buildings wrecked by fire and vandals.
It's just an area that needs more cultivating, let's say that.
Pastor Suzette Campbell lives here on Martin Street.
You know, it has a potential to have high crime, high violence, that type of neighborhood.
But today is different. Pastor Campbell is throwing a Stop the Violence block party that is going to include an outdoor sermon. Nearly a dozen police officers are stationed at either end of the street. She has set up a grill with snow cone machines. In the middle of the street, she put a stage and invited religious musicians to perform. Headlining the show are two rappers.
My name is Pastor Rez. My name is Disciple, a.k.a. D.I., just repping Jesus Christ to the fullest.
The war says, yo, I don't stay in the church. Disciple is straight sweeping.
Gospel hip-hop has taken on a new life in recent years. Record sales have surged, and for the first time, rappers are being invited into the churches. Rez says this is because regular church music doesn't reach today's youth.
You come into these people in the so-called hood or the ghetto, and you're trying to speak to them in a language they don't understand, but they understand hip-hop. So what we did was we just take it and we just use it as a tool.
Rez's toolkit is anything but typical. One of his songs is called Baby, I Won't Go Back, and in the hook are the lyrics, you know I'll do those things that make you scream. He also mentions drugs, prostitution, and violence, not your typical Sunday church music. But there are still lots of references to Jesus and salvation. It's this blend of streetwise lyrics and a religious message that Rez uses to proselytize street kids, like the ones today, sitting on their porch drinking beer and smoking weed.
See, how many people know that the devil ain't gonna come to you ugly, he gonna come to you what you like? Guys, he gonna come in the form of that light-skinned chick with the long hair and the thick hips and the nice breasts. Y'all want me to be real out here on Martin Street?
Talk like this is what has kept him out of churches for so long. But Rez, who spent a year in jail after two armed robberies, says this is how you communicate to street kids. He points to one 19-year-old musician, Vishon Brown.
Man, I was running with gangs for a while, and, you know, I did my music about that. You know what I'm saying? That was my family at the time. But once I met Christ, I decided to make my music for him, the person who saved me.
Now Vishon is the keyboardist at Rez's church, which favors gospel hip-hop. Altogether, Rez says he has stopped several gang wars and changed the life of many kids heading down a criminal path.
Man, we got a basketball game going out here. We got kids enjoying themselves. They riding their bike through the community, not worried about being shot or not worried about being robbed. And this is what it's about. That's what we need to pay attention to.
As dusk approaches, they take down the basketball hoop and the ice cream man begins making his retreat, trying to leave the neighborhood before dark and life on Martin Street returns to its old self. Still, Rez feels successful.
This area right here is pretty much one of the roughest areas in this city. And if we just kept the area safe for one day, then guess what? It was a blessing all the way around the board.
For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.